This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Amidst all the screaming there, it's Manchester City taking the lead against Aston Villa on the final day of the Premier League season. Manchester City winning the Premier League season at the death, stealing the title away from Liverpool. Remember, Liverpool was alive for the quadruple with the Champions League final potentially also, and then didn't win either, lost in the Champions League final. And like, I hit the over in that gag. That one was really annoying to Real Madrid, and then Manchester City winning the Premier League on the season's final day. The Premier League season, new season, started earlier today on Friday afternoon on this phenomenal Football Friday. Arsenal a 2-0 win at Selhurst Park against Crystal Palace. Nicky Football cashing to go 1-0 or 1-0 on the season, as they would say across the pond. So Nicky Football's feeling good right now. And Nicky Football has his three teams set for English Premier League hard locks this season. Now, and Ken's going to pick his teams in a second. Jake's going to pick a team. Our pal Tyler Morales is going to pick a team. So Dylan, let us know when Tyler enters the chat here so he's involved. My thought process here, I wanted to pick Chelsea because Chelsea's the team that I follow and like that's my favorite team. So I wanted to do Chelsea. I wanted to do Tottenham because Tottenham's in the Champions League. So is Chelsea. So I have two teams in the Champions League. And also I find Tottenham with Antonio Conte as the manager to be extremely interesting and maybe live to win the Premier League. Maybe not if Manchester City's just going to be insane with Erling Haaland now.
He was Chelsea's manager, Antonio Conte. For people who don't know him, he was Chelsea's manager when they won.
He was Chelsea's manager in one of the spells where they won a couple of Premier Leagues. Also managed in Italy for Juventus. And then more recently, Inter Milan and won the Scudetto over in Serie A. So Conte is like an incredible manager. Like basically wherever he goes, he wins. And now he's at Tottenham. But yes, former manager of Chelsea, Thomas Tuchel, Chelsea's current manager, former manager of PSG. And I believe Bayern Munich. So like really like noted, like celebrated coaches here. And then to the final team. I wanted a team not in Champions League qualification, a team that's not going to make the Champions League, but a team that's probably going to be mid-table, maybe kind of fight against relegation. They did last year and basically survived on the final day of the season. And that is going to be Leeds. And their manager is American. And that is our pal, Jesse Marsh. So Leeds this weekend taking on Wolves in their opening game. So three teams for me this year in soccer hard locks for the English Premier League. Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur, and Leeds United. So those will be my three teams. There will be times where I give out more bets just because I'm following it. But these, I will have a bet on each of these three teams for all of their match days, FA Cup, English Cup, Champions League. Sounds like a lot of work. See, it's a good thing the season's 10 months long. So those will be my three teams.
Call we played, that goal, what day was that, do you think? Was it May?
Definitely. Like May, like 14th, maybe something like that.
Sport has no off season. This is worse than the NBA.
None. Because the Champions League final is always like the last Saturday in May. And like, I think the Premier League season ends like 2 weeks before that. There's like a 2 week break or 3 week break. Early to like mid May.
Yikes. Long. That's okay. A really short off season. I guess they only play once a week.
May
22nd. Makes sense.
Okay. So those are my three teams, Chelsea, Tottenham, and Leeds. Let's find out who Ken is going to grab, who Jake's going to grab, and I don't know if we're going to get Tyler in or not. We'll find out. But in this edition, Jake, soccer edition, Jake, of Hard Locks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It started with a bucket. Teams were drawn. Paths chosen. The You Better You Bet crew has their squads. For a full season, they'll sweat every game, every bet, every day, and hopefully pick some winners along the way. This is Hard Locks.
Do we need like a more like soccer-y Hard Locks open for soccer season?
Well, the only problem is kind of want to keep it for all the sports, right? Like it applies to, we're going to do this for a lot of different sports. We're going to do it for college football, college basketball, NBA. I think I'm back in on doing the whole league again. I don't want to do Hard Locks for the NBA.
I'm really happy you said that, cause I didn't want to do Hard Locks. I like handicapping the entire league.
I'll do it for hockey for sure.
I will also do it for hockey.
One team each conference, probably something like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Power Hour's going to get jammed up. We have to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, but I mean, but like the baseball Hard Locks in the Power Hour takes 10 seconds. We're like, here's my pick, by the way. Here are my picks for tonight. I like the Braves, right. And I like the Mariners on the run line.
Oh, perfect. Done. The Giants don't play today, and the Tigers play later. And I
the Giants don't play on a Friday?
I looked. I'm sure I'm wrong.
There's no way that's
true. I looked and I didn't see anything. I'm sure you're right.
Every team plays every Friday.
I understand. The Tigers play the Rays, which is a continuation of the series from yesterday. Giants don't play because the Dodgers are now playing San Diego, and the Giants played like five against the Dodgers. They don't play. Well, Giants are off.
This has to be like a scheduling quirk, right? For because of the mini lockout to start the season.
Yeah, or something. And then Dodgers go from the San Francisco series to that series, like a massive, massive series, obviously. High profile tonight.
So how many teams are you going to be picking here for the Premier League? Just one or multiple?
I think all myself, Jake, and Tyler are only going to pick one each, I think is how it's going to work.
Hello, Tyler.
Because they play every match day. So, like, I don't need two because it's my team's always playing.
Hello.
Tyler Morales with us here, our friend. Who's going to be betting soccer with us this season here on You Better You Bet. So how do we want to do this here? Ken, you've got the bucket. Do you want to go first?
I do.
Pick the first team. Okay.
Yeah, I'll pick my team. And then between Jake or Tyler, whoever wants to go next, I'll pick their teams as well. And it's funny because we did the baseball draw and everyone was definitely had teams that they wanted and teams that they did not want. Like didn't want the Reds, didn't want the Pirates, didn't want the Royals. We were right about all of those. Did want Mariners, did want, you know, like there were a couple other teams I think that we were interested in. This one, like, I don't want Liverpool. Like, I don't want the good teams. I want an average or a terrible team.
Because they'll be favored massively in every game.
I want an average team or a terrible. I want no one in the top eight even. I'll take everybody else. So we'll see. Well, you took Chelsea and Tottenham, so that helps.
All right. So, like, you're looking for, like honestly, like West Ham is probably like your perfect team. Leicester. Or
what
would
about
be a good
like
team
is like Wolves any good?
I think Leeds are going to beat them this weekend. Spoiler alert for one of my picks.
No, wait till I pick Wolves and then probably agree with you because I don't know anything about any team. So that's good. All right. Right. So should we do the draw right now? I don't really care who I get.
I want to throw this out there. I think we take Manchester City and Liverpool out of the bucket.
Well, how about if I just draw them? It's a no bet. It's a no team.
Okay. I think one of you guys should do Manchester United. I think that should be someone's pick. They have a new manager. The players walked out of training recently. The Cristiano Ronaldo situation. I just think they're really interesting.
Okay. Let's see who we pull. And then if we want to make a swap or we want to do something different, we can do something different.
Like there should be someone like either Manchester United or Arsenal should be represented here by one of you guys.
All right. Well, let's see who we pull. And if we don't organically do it, we can try to do it after the fact. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. So I will pull my team. We want to put me on a single here for this, the pull of the bucket. Switch the bucket around here.
Right, so Ken is reaching into the bucket to pull out his team for this year.
I can see our preview. So I'm like, once I see myself in the single on the preview, I'm going to do that. All right. So if I pull Man City or Liverpool, no team, and we repull, and then every other team is valid. Okay. I have a team. Give you one guess.
Manchester United.
Yep.
Yes! That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal for Ken to get Manchester United. Because they're going to be dogs in the games that they play against like the really good teams.
That's not even like a team. Like I didn't even like want them. Like I know you wanted me to get them or somebody to get them. I like wanted a random team and now I ended up with like the most well-known soccer team in the world. That's awesome. Cool. I'll take Man U. No problem. They seem incredibly dysfunctional. That's good.
All right, so Manchester United for Ken. Jake, do you have a preference as to which team you would like here? Do you know anything about this stuff?
Less than 0%. My roommate is a City fan. That's about it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right,
sounds like a front runner.
Swirl the bucket here for Jake a little bit. So I pulled Man U, so it really doesn't matter who Jake gets. Now, if Jake or Tyler pull Man City, Liverpool, do they keep him?
Out. No.
Out. Okay. No good teams allowed. Got it. Okay. Jake, your team is going to be Brighton and Hove Albion. That's going to be your team.
So. They're probably like a mid-table team.
Is that being generous? Are they not a mid-table team?
No, they're going to be a mid-table team. I think they're projected to finish like 11th in the table out of 20.
Okay. Congratulations, Jake. You have that's kind of like the type of team that I wanted. Jake gets Man.
Jake, Jake, do you want to trade and Ken will take Albion and you take Manchester United?
And sure, I love City dysfunction. Fan, you said, right? And then you're like, then you have like the Manchester Derby in your tandem, basically.
you get to relive the Manchester Derby in your apartment with your roommate.
Right. Also the fact that someone would have Manchester United and they would say to someone else, hey, I'll trade you Manchester United for Brighton and Hove Albion. And I would be really happy and make that trade. So Ken has
Brighton Hove. So now we got Tyler, what team are you looking for here?
I couldn't tell you one thing. Whoever has a cool jersey, because I kind of want to buy the jersey. I want to become a fan of this team for one season. So whatever team has cool jerseys.
There's the spirit. That's the spirit. I like it.
What colors are Brighton Hove Albion? What colors do they
wear? I think they're like blue and white striped.
That's tough. Stripes not good for me. That's okay.
Let's see. Brighton Hove Albion.
Who's their best player?
There's a little yellow. Yeah, it's blue and white stripes.
Okay. And who's their striker.
Let's see who they're. And they just sold their best player to Chelsea, literally like yesterday.
Who was their best player?
Mark Cucurella.
Not familiar with his work. Who's their new best player?
I don't know.
Is it Brighton or Hove? Which one? Right, that's
what it's Jay-Z. Right. It's the rock and the building.
Yeah, now we have to play the hard knock life coming in.
Yeah, it's right.
Brighton and Hove.
It's like, what song is it from? Encore? It's bringing back to the stage. Go on, say it. Hove.
H to the is O, V to the is A. Benton, Brighton, Albion. Gonna hit a two-team parlay.
Brighton and Hove. That's what they're called. Hove Albion.
Brighton and Hove. Hove.
And when you make the picks, you have to throw the rock up.
We're just going to pass the rock a lot. Rockefeller, that's our new offensive style. It's going to be great.
So you're Rockefeller.
H to the United.
So let's find out who Tyler's going to get.
I feel like Tyler should have gotten Hova now that I think about it, but that's okay. Tyler, your team. Oh, Liverpool. Sorry, Tyler, you don't get the best, you don't get like the second best team in the league. That's unfortunate. This is all very dramatic. All right. Take a new team here. Tyler, your new team. Your new team is Nottingham Forest. That's your new team.
Oh, they're gonna be terrible.
So just bet the other team against Nottingham Forest, Tyler. Sounds like a really good idea. Sounds like you say not now, a poor guy in the chat keeping Liverpool.
Now I want to give Tyler the option here. Tyler, do you want Arsenal or do you want to stick with Nottingham Forest, who just got promoted and probably going to get relegated?
Is Arsenal supposed to be good? Like I said, I know nothing.
Yeah,
they won today.
Well, they played today already.
Yeah.
I think you need Nottingham Forest. Like Jake has Man U. That's like the good team.
Yeah,
that's the team
and Nottingham
that you really
Forest. Nottingham Forest is an awesome name for a team. Also,
it's a great. I know. What about their kit? Tyler wanted to buy the jersey. What's the Nottingham Forest jersey?
It's like blood red. It's awesome.
Tyler, blood red. Huh?
Sold. I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Amazing.
So Tyler, you'll stick with us in the next segment and give us a pick for Nottingham Forest opening game coming up this weekend. They have to play Newcastle tomorrow.
Why don't we do it right now? We have like a minute and a half. Why don't we do the pick right now?
Okay, so Tyler, tomorrow, Newcastle is hosting Nottingham Forest. Newcastle -155, Forest +475, total 2.5 juice towards the under, draw +290. Your bet.
So early season, I don't know if Nottingham's going to come out with the fire. They had the first game. We might have first game jitters from the other team. I'm going to go under that.
All right, so under 2.5 for Nottingham Forest and Newcastle.
Yes,
I love
under 2.5, yes.
Do Manchester United or H to the Izzo, do either of them play tomorrow?
Do they play tomorrow?
Well, because otherwise we can give the picks out tomorrow. No, but if we have to get
Manchester. Oh, they play each other on Sunday morning.
Oh, perfect. Teams were drawn, paths chosen. That's a segment tomorrow. That's the power hour tomorrow.
Today's Friday. It's Friday. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Oh my god, it's Friday.
You doing a show tomorrow, bro? Because I'm not.
Yeah, countdown two for dead. No, I'm not doing that show.
What's he talking
about? I really thought it was Thursday for this entire segment.
Now listen, do you guys want to do a little handicapping in the next break and give a bet for the game?
Yeah, big time.
Love it. Love it. Okay, so how are we going to get everything done in the final segment? Reads, baseball, bets, and soccer. We'll figure it out. So a jam-packed final edition of the... Oh, by the way, BetMGM tonight's coming up after us. Scott's our executive producer. Bill's the technical director. Jake's the engineer. Dylan's been our video producer. Jam-packed pick segment to close the show coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.